And here we are. Oh, there we go.
Welcome to Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hyper Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thank you. Listen, here's what has transpired in the past several minutes. This really never happened before. And Carrie is listening, and thank God she stayed on the phone. I'll have to thank her profusely after this. Here's the scenario. Because we had a show that was scheduled earlier for this week that had a cancellation, I had to delete the show. In deleting the show, the system at BTR did not recognize that I deleted it. So, in trying to create the show for Carrie, we had to make another show on Wednesday for the two guys from East Bay Soul, Greg and Herman. In trying to create the show for Carrie today, the system brought me back to not the full-length showtime. It brought me back to an hour deleted from what I would normally have. I didn't know this until I heard the voice in my ear, what was it, 10 minutes ago, saying, your show will end in 90 seconds. So I had to scramble. First time this has ever transpired. Hopefully it will be the last. And you heard as that last song, Sound Doctrine, and a beautiful song from their Source album. With that, let me introduce to you, God, I'm going to give her a hug so hard when I get to meet her one of these days. This is a woman who has had an amazing career. I got to know her first. Are you ready for how I got to know her? My friend Dave Solomon, who you heard as the introductory voice there for Hybrid Jazz, he gave to me a few years ago a sample CD. Carrie Gaffney was on there. The name stuck because I loved the song. So fast forward a year or so past that, and here she is with Carry On Productions. Got to know her because I got involved with this show. She has been sending me absolutely stellar stuff in the past several years. She is from Southern California. Her family was involved in the entertainment business. This woman has had 3 pop albums, 2 jazz albums, got Dave's attention, and Dave is a jazz snob. She is an amazing business person. She got involved in in-store promotions, made her own tours. Then she thought, you know what? I know the ropes of this business, so why don't I try to help other people who are trying to get a leg up? And boy, did she ever. She has some of the most talented people in her roster, I can possibly say. I can't wait to get her on. We've got now 52 minutes, and that's pretty cool. Please make welcome Carrie Gaffney. Carrie, how are you?
Trish, it's so great to be with you on Hybrid Jazz, and thank you so much for having me today.
Listen, thank you for being so patient. You are a first in more ways than one. Oh, my gosh, Carrie, this has never happened. First of all, you're the first promotions person that I've ever had on the show.
Well, it's good to be first in many ways, I tell you.
We would rather have you be first in that regard than anything else that's negative. But apparently, you know what? You got to figure it this way. Everything happens for a reason. So
that's right. That's right.
We'll figure out what the reason is. Listen, how did you ever decide to get started in doing what you're doing and doing so well?
Fellow musician friends essentially were wanting to feel focused on and wanting to have that boutique feeling of being with an agency that it was smaller. There was a focused intent, which we do that. We only take on a particular amount of artists per month. We never really go over that number, and that is so we can give each artist that individualized attention, which is important to me because coming from an artist background, I I understand what that is, to put your life sweat into your career. And you want someone to feel just as excited about your music as you are. And that's one of the things that we really try to do, is match the energy of what it took for an artist to get to that point of being a recording artist. We want to make sure that that energy is carried through with the type of promotions that we put together for them.
And you know what? What has really piqued my interest about what you do, what do you have in terms of criteria for who you want in your family at Carry On Productions?
Everything always starts with the music first. Anytime anyone contacts us with regard to being a potential client, we always say it always starts with the music first, because it does. And
yeah.
We don't have one-size-fits-all campaigns. We actually conceptually listen to the music, and our goal is to match content and contact together, because not all styles of jazz are the same, and they shouldn't
sure.
be, because not all people are the same, and not everyone, you know, should have to listen to just one style of jazz. But in regard to the industry, there are writers that have akin to a particular style, and there's writers that have akin to another particular style, and that's okay. But our job is to make sure that we're matching the artist with the writer, the artist with the radio station, and making sure that you, as an industry person on the other side, are getting product you enjoy, want to play, and can be excited about, and ultimately also become a fan of.
Yeah, that sounds like a very well thought out plan. You've been doing this for a while. You really have done this like over 10 years. Is it 1988 that you started?
We actually been in business this year for 28 years, and
essentially,
yeah.
Wow.
But it's a beautiful thing, because at the beginning we were helping fellow friend musicians, and then it began to blossom, and then we began to take on clients and be of service. So it really is about coming from a background of being in the trenches, knowing some of the frustrations that do come with trying to be an artist for a living, and us creating concepts that are no nonsense, that actually help an artist do the most important thing that they need to do, and that's move their career forward. Now, do we stay the same every year? No, we don't, because the industry changes and so do we, and we move with where the industry is moving, because that's what's important, is looking forward and keeping looking forward instead of looking in the rearview mirror, because we don't want to look in the rearview mirror. We want to look forward and always be looking to blaze trails for our folks.
Sure, I completely understand. Well, we've played so far, and I want to thank you for Beat Function, because you are the one who turned me on to Beat Function, and to Nancy Lane, who I absolutely adore. You know that. You do know that. I have a group of a stable of artists right in front of me, and I know that you know who they are. So, Enrique, Sarah, Chris, and how was Chris's CD release party? Do you know Carrie from last night?
It was a great success. He really had a wonderfully successful evening, and you know, the audience just was enthralled. They really were. He's a fabulous player. He debuted actually in 2009 on Miriam McPartland's Piano Jazz, and of course, historically,
wow,
that was such an amazing thing for a young player to start their, you know, entree into the jazz genre. And ever since, he has been working very hard. He's doing a lot of touring at the moment, and I really hope that this release brings the credit and attention to him that he truly deserves. He just is really a fabulous player.
Well, should we play something by Chris Ziemba then from Manhattan Lullaby? Would that be all right with you?
That sounds terrific.
And we have to say, too, you can imagine that this is a young man who won a pretty respected award. Jacksonville has a competition, and he won this competition a few years ago, and it looks like he's on the right path to win some more, Carrie, don't you think? I think.
I agree.
All right. Carrie Gaffney is here from Carry On Productions. We're going to hear Chris Ziemba right now on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Okay, Gaffney, you've got some real talent on your hands. Chrissy Emba there on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and Carrie Gaffney is with me from Carry On Productions. There's so much good music. Are you excited, Carrie, about the current crop of artists in your family?
Well, I really am, and I think it's such a time for even millennial jazz that this generation is really having that opportunity to. Many of the jazz musicians are really coming out of the universities, and they're just highly educated in theory and very skilled, and then they're taking that training, bringing it to the bandstand, which is the most important part of where
yep.
that development continues and that seasoning and the real musician comes forth. And really, the music degree is the language of communication. So they're able to, you know, quickly communicate and get down to the ideas that they're trying to create. And I am very excited about what's going on in jazz. And I think that this generation that is upcoming has some amazing ideas. And I'm just excited to be a bystander, let's say, getting to not only be in the trenches and be involved from a promotional standpoint, but from a fan standpoint, standing on the sidelines and just in awe of where our genre is going.
I completely understand what you're saying, and I think, you know, the more that you speak and talk about these artists, especially the important component of this, which is that there are a lot of young people who are up and coming and coming from different places where their parents and grandparents came from in terms of jazz, et cetera. And one of them, momentarily, I'd like to play. This is not even a 3-minute track, and I think it's important to play. You know, Carrie, I really do think that it's important that maybe you pay a visit to us every once in a while and tell us what's happening at Carry On, because your perspective is so important in terms of nurturing these artists, and folks don't ordinarily get a chance to hear who should be hot and happening unless they have a mouthpiece like you. So if you don't mind, maybe we could do this in another month or so.
It would be my honor and pleasure.
That's cool. And I want to play an artist that you've turned me on to recently, Addison Evans.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Tell us about Addison, Carrie.
Well, Addison is one of those people that I was speaking about that comes from just I don't think there's anything Addison can't do. She is a French Culinary Institute trained chef. She is a graduate of Juilliard. She is a side woman for Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Demi Lovato.
Oh, my God.
She has been on every major television show. She played the Super Bowl 2 years ago and is all of 24 years old.
What? She's only 24?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And this album, Hero, is so crazy. Boy, you talk about something for everybody. She does a take on Stevie Wonder. She really does want to dedicate the album title to heroes that she has known. One of them is Stevie Wonder. She does a great job on her impression of Ribbon in the Sky. But also, there's this track I want to play called Mama.
Yes.
Carrie. Oh, my gosh. This is just so crazy. This is a vocal. Melanie's on this, right? Do you know about Melanie?
Yes, Melanie Charles, yes. And she is a fantastic addition to this track. Mama is respectively titled. This is one of Addison's biggest heroes in her life as her mother.
Wow. Well, this is so beautiful, and we have to play it. This is different. Having a person who is into production and promotion on the show, because normally we talk a lot and then we play a song, but I got to get these songs in. This is from Hero, Addison Evans, within the umbrella of Carry On Productions, and this song is called Mama on Hyper Jazz.
Remember when you'd hold me tight, when the monsters woke me up at night. You say, baby, it's alright, 'cause mama's here. You would carry me home, your arms were my favorite place. Count your freckles like stars in space. You say, baby, it's alright, mama's here, and she's not going anywhere. You're my hero. Because of you, and to this day, you're the first I call when I'm blue. You still say, Addie, it's alright, 'cause mama's here, always here.
Oh my God, that song just hits me so hard, Carrie. Oh my God.
Me too. Being a mother myself, yes, me too.
And memories of our own mothers. We were just talking in the chat room a little while ago about moms, and you know, they have meant so much to us. We're blessed to have had that, because some folks don't get to freely confess that they had a great relationship with their mom. But man, that just speaks volumes in love, doesn't it? That is beautiful production. Yeah. You know, how do folks come to you to want to make use of your services? Is it word of mouth? How does that work?
A lot. I would say that probably 90% of our clientele base comes to us by referral from other artists that we work with, that they've been pleased or happy with the work that we've done from them, and maybe their fellow musicians have also seen the work. They're pleased, ask, and then they refer them to us. Sometimes, because we're always listening to new music, we will come across an artist that we really feel that we can get result for and that they fit in well with our roster, and we'll reach out to them and ask them if they, you know, are going to be doing a promotion on their release. I would have to say, though, that 90% of it is probably referral. About a 10% of it is us outreaching and trying to educate about the importance of promotion and seeing where that artist might be at in their career, desire, or path.
Hmm. You really do have this down. Was it tough for you when you were a vocalist and you were doing your own thing with in-stores and touring? Do you miss that, Carrie, or is it really, really fulfilling for you to do what you're doing now?
I feel very fulfilled doing this because I really feel that there's a purpose in what I'm doing. I was born into a music family, so music is always going to be a part of my life. We came off the road when my son was a senior in high school. We had homeschooled him, and we wanted him to kind of get that social aspect of going through high school because we could tell he was relating very well to adults and that he was a little bit too old for his age. We went ahead and put him in high school, and then during that time, we were still performing. We've always been doing promotions that entire time, and we just kind of made a conscious decision that it was time to raise him through high school and time for us to take the promotions company in a larger role. And in so doing that, yes, I really found a deep passion in promoting artists, and it is important to me because I feel like it's kind of my calling, at least I hope it is, because I do find great joy in doing it. So,
well, here's the interesting thing that I view as far as you're concerned. Because you have been a vocalist, there is a special sensitivity that you have in regard to other singers. I am so impressed by the diversity that Carry On Productions has in terms of what kind of vocalist. For example, I played Nancy Lane, and we just heard this beautiful vocal within Addison Evans' framework of her album. And earlier I played Olamika Cole, and I love her. You've introduced me to Alicia Olatuja, and I'm so blown away by the different kinds of origins from each of these singers. And now you've got somebody that you're pretty excited about, too. I mean, you're always excited, but you've got somebody that you've actually given to me to play first, because this is going to drop in a few days, correct? Sari Kessler?
It is.
Yes.
Sari Kessler.
Yes. Tell me about her, because she is so quirky and cool and real jazzy. Oh, I love her.
Well, and also, too, you know, there's another vocalist that also saw the vision in what it was that she was creating, and that's Kate McGarry. Actually, Kate McGarry and James Shipp produced this album. And
wow.
Sari, as a woman, has a very interesting background as well. She actually is a marathon runner. She is
Whoa.
A mother of three, and she is a retired now clinical psychologist. And she feels that through her career as a clinical psychologist that she really had an opportunity to also center and know herself quite well, which now embarking on a full-time jazz career has really given her that grounding and that self-assuredness and that knowing of herself to be able to convey these songs in the way that speaks to about being her. And that's what I'm most excited about, is that as women, we have the opportunity to have three careers in our lifetime and follow our passions, because we are living longer. We are living healthier and longer. So we really have that opportunity to passionately pursue anything we want to, anything our creative mind wants us to think of and pursue, we can. And that's the beautiful thing about this time and this era.
Well, it's interesting because with Sari here, I am picking up from her, and I didn't know any of this until you told me, but she seems to be so free in being able to express herself. Sometimes you can almost hear when you listen to an artist, sometimes you can feel a little uptight because you know that they are. Sari, just like, she has to get it out. And if you like her, fabulous. If you don't, it's okay too.
And that's having that comfortableness about yourself as an artist. And that's really when you kind of get into the marrow of the lyrics, the marrow of the music. That's that deepness and richness that comes out of that lyric conveying.
That is exactly right. And this track hit me, so I had to play it. This is from the forthcoming. When's it going to drop now, Carrie?
It actually hits radio on April 4th, but the street date is going to be May 6th.
Well, it's hitting radio on my son's 24th birthday, so this is a good omen. Yay. I love this. This is Sari Kessler from the album Do Right, Why Don't You Do Right? on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Had plenty money, 1922. You let other people make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering out from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out, get me some money.
Possibly imagine. Woo! Sari Kessler on Hybrid Jazz. We've got Carrie Gaffney with us from Carry On Productions. You know, it's so fascinating to me, Carrie. You have been so wonderful about not only making sure via email, but hard copy, getting me the kinds of artists that I'm really gearing toward, which is the full breadth of what hybrid means, not only a domestic interpretation of jazz, but an international one. Do you get excited when you ponder the possibilities of these different artists that come to your doorstep because they've got, like in the example of Beat Function, these are Swedish guys who have a different feel for jazz. You have folks that are from other countries, and when you hear these songs or the lyric, you go, wow, this is different from what I've ever heard before now. That's so scintillating, isn't it? God, it must
really
be.
Is. It really is, because first I may be a promoter, but I'm also someone who loves this genre. So as a listener, it's very exciting because we are a global melting pot. Her music should be too. And those influences coming in from other backgrounds, other countries, really give it that international flair and just a real continental sound. That's very exciting to me. Yes.
Yes. And on that note, please tell me, because he just piques my interest so much, Enrique Hanini.
Yes.
Hanini. Gesundheit. Okay. Hanini. Okay. He is different. Very different.
He is from Lebanese descent, and he was raised in Mexico City. He actually used to be Ricky Martin's music director.
Get out! Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. So how did he come to you? Did you find him? Did he find you?
He actually was a recommendation through bassist Harvey S.
How about that? And when you hear his album, you talk about a different interpretation. He's got his own drummer going on in his mind. I'm so excited because of the possibilities of what this show can be when you send me somebody like him, because it's just hard to classify, but I sure do know it's jazz. That's the beauty
of
it.
Here's another thing that's quite interesting about him as a player. He actually is known as a piano player. This is his very first release in the drum chair.
Wow. Well, we have time for another song. Can we play Bordeaux by Enrique?
Oh, that sounds divine.
Okay. I wish we had some Bordeaux to accompany this, Carrie. I'll have it for you next time virtually, okay?
Sounds great.
Carrie Gaffney is with us from Carry On Productions. This is one of the stellar artists in her stable of talent here on Hybrid Jazz. I'm telling you, I can almost hear ancient Lebanon in that song for a couple of different reasons. And Carrie Gaffney, I've got to make mention, Catherine Sakura is on saxophone on that piece, and Lori Cutler does vocalization. Man, Enrique Hanini has got something very unique going on, and I am going to keep my eye out for him. You must have been so blown away when you first heard him.
Definitely, and that album has a lot of powerful cuts and good energy.
Man, no joke. Your job is just so insanely good. You must not be able to sleep some nights because you're thinking of what you could do the next day, right?
That is true. That is true.
How does a day normally run for you? Because I know you're taking out a big chunk in your day right now talking to me.
Well, it is a long one usually. I get up at 5 and, do all of my life chores. And then usually about by 6, 6:30 a.m., I'm in the chair answering emails and, you know, gearing up for whatever the day may bring, whether that is radio calls for radio promotion, whether it's coordinating with a writer, whether it is writing, press releases to get the results that have happened out, whether it's social outreach, social branding. There really isn't one flow in particular per day. It's whatever needs to be done that day.
Well, I think the world of you and always have and always will, and I think this needs to be, and I just conferred with my friend BJ, who's in the chat room, and she thinks it's a good idea, too, that you need to be back on a somewhat semi-regular basis. For sure.
It definitely would. It would be great with me. I love working with you as well, and I really always appreciate the opportunity, so you can count me in.
That would be excellent. And I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to let you get back to work. And I thank you for your patience, and I thank you for all your music. Please keep it coming because you're enriching a lot of people in a lot of different ways, Carrie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we'll talk soon, I promise.
Sounds good to me. Thanks again for
all
having
right.
me.
Absolutely. Carrie Gaffney, thank you. All right. Bye-bye. I got to play this one song. I have to, because if it wasn't for Carrie introducing me, I would have never heard this take on Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Here's Alicia Olatuja.
On a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops high above the chimney. Thank you.
absolutely amazing. Oh my. Alicia Olatuja, who was touring with Billy Childs with his tribute to Laura Nyro. Oh yes, she's doing quite well. That is from her Timeless CD that was out, what, now 2014. Oh my gosh, she's just breathtaking. When she puts her soul into a song, there's almost nobody like her. Listen, we're going to try to fix it so that the first part of the show that you heard kind of latches on to the second part. I am so sorry for anyone who tuned in and got befuddled and then walked away and then came back. Beach, thanks for hanging in with us. We're going to see you on Tuesday, the 5th of April, our first show for the month. Mark Etheridge, thank you so much to Rick Scott for making sure the introductions were made there. And thank you again to Carrie Gaffney of Carry On Productions for making so many introductions to me and to a vast number of other people who are just enjoying the music more than we can possibly say. We've got 10 seconds to go. That's in my ear. This should have happened the last time around, but with 3 full hours, we'll get to it. Thanks so much. God willing, we'll see you the day after my son's birthday on the 5th of April, 2016. God bless. Thank you.